I'm Chris, and this is episode one, the very first episode of my podcast, The Libertarian Republican. And, you know, I thought I would shoot it, record this in a undisclosed outdoor location. It seems like everybody records these podcasts inside, indoors, and I thought I'd do something a little different. You can listen just audio, or you can watch this, the video version on Rumble. I'm not sure if I'm going to put it on YouTube or not, but I hope to do this outside all the time. Maybe all year round. We'll see what the weather's like. The weather gets bad here. I'm in Virginia. So I'll just brief introduction. I live here in Virginia and Northern Virginia, and I'm very worried about where this country's going. It seems like we are moving toward bigger and bigger government, more powerful government, less freedom, and the people of America seem to be more and more willing to give up their freedoms, maybe even all of their freedoms, to the government, because they've kind of been, look, let's face it, we've all been indoctrinated from the moment we're born to trust the government. They know what's best. They're smart people. They're wise and enlightened. A lot of them went to Harvard. You know, that kind of stuff. So I think it's time for Republicans in particular to sort of just take a step back and think more in terms of philosophy and principles. And that's why I called this the Libertarian Republican, because I think of myself as a libertarian-leaning Republican. I believe that the libertarian philosophy is the American philosophy. It's the philosophy that America was founded on. It's the philosophy of our founding fathers. It's the idea that you should be free to do what you want, as long as you aren't hurting anybody else. And the government, for the most part, should leave you alone. It's really not that complicated. But we've complicated things over the last 200 years by getting the government involved in everything. They're involved in everything. And the Republican Party has been a big part of that. You know, and so I think the Republicans need to sort of re-embrace the libertarian philosophy, the principle of freedom, of liberty, of individual liberty. And we need to be, I want this podcast to be something that will help Republicans to win debates. Wherever you are, if you're a candidate, if you're at you're debating another candidate, a Democrat candidate, if you're at a cocktail party and you're cornered by 17 liberals and you're trying to defend a limited government philosophy. You know, I think that too many Republicans don't really get into the weeds of the philosophy of it and the principles. And so I hope that I can sort of help. And, you know, if I can help some Republicans out there win some debates and win some people over, that's what we need to do. We need to convince people that freedom is good. Because right now, most Americans don't believe freedom is good. They don't think you should be free. Democrats certainly don't think people should be free. Are you kidding? Democrats think people are idiots, that you are a moron. You need to be told what to do. You need to be controlled for your own good. You know, and I think that's what we need to push back against. We need to say, no, this is not right. First of all, it's immoral to boss people around and tell them what to do. It's just immoral. It's wrong. And secondly, the real problem is centralization. So I think that this is the big issue that Republicans need to talk about. This idea of centralization, that the Democrats want a centralized approach to all problem solving, right? So they basically believe that a small group of people in Washington a political ruling class, essentially. That's what the Democrats want, a political ruling class of people that they think are smart and wise and enlightened, and they will make all the decisions, and they'll tell us all what to do, and they have all the answers, they have all the solutions. And this is a centralized approach to problem solving, and it's a terrible idea. And Republicans need to come back at that with this, with the explanation of how solving problems works. What is the best way to solve a problem? To have one group of people solving that problem, or to have 27 groups of people trying to solve that problem? And then the best solution wins. You know, all these, everybody proposes a solution, everybody tries something. You know, that's how America was designed. That's what the states, the idea of federalism, which I think a lot of people kind of reverse it and think that federalism means the federal government should be in charge of everything. No, that's not federal. Federalism, the original design of federalism, was a federation of different states, and each state can try different things and do things differently. And there is basically, if one state does things really, really badly, they just, every problem they try to solve, they do just botch it completely. Well, people can leave that state and go to a different state. You know, they can look over there, you know, they can look at Florida, they can look at California and see, wow, the Democrats have really just completely botched everything in California. I'm gonna go to Florida. You know, look at how great everything is in Florida. People are free. People, during this coronavirus, great example, right? People literally left New York, Florida, New York and California and other places and fled to Florida, where people were free. You could actually be free in Florida. You could, you know, and I think that this is this idea of centralization is, you know, it short circuits the problem solving process, right? It basically, it eliminates competition among solutions. So if you have, and you can look at the coronavirus vaccine situation, right? The coronavirus vaccine was created by essentially a group of, you know, a lot of different companies started researching and trying to come up with a coronavirus vaccine. And you know, what the Washington bureaucracy wanted was one group of people, the people in Washington, the people at the FDA, the CDC, Dr. Fauci, they wanted to control it. They'll make the vaccine. They'll be the ones to do it. And that's why they all said that we'll never have a vaccine by the end of 2020. Because if they had been in charge, we never would have had a vaccine by the end of 2020, right? But what Trump did was he pursued a decentralized approach where all these different companies could work on the problem, and whoever solves the problem first wins, essentially, right? So, and you know, it's really not that complicated. Like I've said, it's not that complicated. Centralization is a terrible way to solve problems because it outlaws all other solutions. What the Democrats want to do, for example, climate change. The Democrats have already decided what the solution to climate change is. They want us all to switch to solar and wind energy and all drive electric cars. That's it. That's their solution to climate change. And the question is, well, what if that's dumb? What if that's just a dumb idea? What if that's not going to do anything? What if it's not going to do any good? What if there are other things we could be doing that might be a better allocation of resources? Well, the Democrats want to outlaw all other solutions, potential solutions, so there will be no competition among solutions. So, you know, so this is the idea of, you know, another area would be gun rights, gun violence, right? So, you know, crime itself is a decentralized problem because you don't know where and when it's going to rear its ugly head. You don't know where and when crime is going to happen. But the Democrats want a centralized approach to solving this decentralized problem. They want to have the police, the only ones with guns. So the police have guns, nobody else has guns. And when there's a problem, when there's a crime, you call the police and they'll come. And of course the police will be 10 minutes late. I mean, they're not going to be there in time to save you, you know, while you're in the midst of being a victim of a crime. But if in a decentralized approach to solving that problem, every American citizen would have the right to be armed and to be there, right? So they are, at the moment that a crime is happening, right then and there, the American people would be capable of dealing with it, rising up and stopping it right there, at the point of the crime. You know, and so the criminals wouldn't know if, you know, they look around and they see they right now, I mean, if you live in a place like California where it's very hard to get a concealed carry permit, or New York, or, you know, anywhere, New York City, certainly it's impossible to get a concealed carry permit. The criminals know you're disarmed. They know you are unarmed. And as long as there are no police around, they can do whatever they want with you. So, and that's a result of the centralized problem solving that Democrats believe in. So, you know, so this is you can go down the list of everything, you know, cars are a great example too. Like, Democrats, basically the government has determined what a car is, right? We might have all kinds of weird cars out there on the road, all kinds of different ideas for, you know, some genius might come up with, oh, I've got this revolutionary idea for a car. But the government has outlawed all of those revolutionary ideas. The government has very, very strictly defined what a car is. So the government has basically made all other cars illegal. All those crazy, wild, really interesting, and maybe brilliant and creative ideas, the government has outlawed them because the government has decided on a centralized solution to, you know, that's why we have, you know, three car companies left in America. Where 100 years ago we had 50 different car companies, but now we have three. So, you know, so it's, I think that these are the things we need to talk about, and I hope that this podcast will help Republicans win arguments. And I'm going to try to do one every week, or at least a couple a week. I'm going to try to keep them outside. And if you like it, share it, subscribe to my channel. And, you know, we're going to try to, we need to convince Americans that freedom is good, because freedom is good. Freedom is, not only is freedom moral, but freedom is more efficient. You know, a free economy is a more efficient economy. Free people are happier and more prosperous, less dependent on government, less dependent on each other, you know, less dependent on charity. We'll all be happier, healthier. You know, another big issue is healthcare. The government has basically very, very strictly controlled our healthcare system, and it sucks. So, you know, a free, decentralized healthcare system would be so much more affordable, so much more agile and innovative, and we'd all be healthier. So, you know, this is the central idea of the central difference between Democrats and Republicans and libertarians. Democrats and Republicans and libertarians. Democrats believe in centralization, government power, government control. Republicans believe in freedom and decentralized solutions. And that's what we have to do. We have to more starkly differentiate ourselves from the Democrats. And if we can do that effectively, we can win people over to our ideas. We can win people over to our side, and we can win elections. And we can save this country from descending into this horrible pit of statism, which is just where the government controls everything. The government has all the power, government controls everything. And I don't want that kind of country. So I'm gonna do one or two of these a week. And if you like it, help me out. And I will see you on the next one. Thank you for watching.